It, well, you couldn't in a wet season. You just couldn't have. Mm-hmm. And that's the road that was traveled. And when I was a boy, up to, oh, I say, 15-year-old, they have a revival meeting out there in that Haywood community. They'd go to Chalk Bluff to baptize. And Chalk Bluff is about 3 miles north of St. Francis up the river. There's a ferry there. Well, New Hope now is about 3-4 miles north of where I was raised, to the northwest from me. And that's the oldest community it is in this part of the country here.
New Hope.
New Hope. New Hope Church. There's a New Hope Church. It's Pollard now. The community is Pollard. The town is Pollard now. And
New Hope was like older than say, Piggott.
It is. Oh, yeah. The first settler in this part of the country was Uncle Potter Forrest. And he's... If you've been out, you've not been out to Pollard. Well, Pollard's about 7 miles northwest of here on this 62 highway now. And it's a little country town there. Once did have a railroad to it coming down Papa Bub, but it's done away with now. It's got a cotton gin there now, and it's got a store there, and once had a bank, but it hasn't now. But there's it's named after Uncle Bill, Pollard, and it's her
step granddaddy.
Yeah, and the old man Bill Pollard, but just up on the hill, a little rise of a hill, there's the old Potter Forrest settled there in that place and built a home there and lived and died there in the early 20s. Long this state became a state in 1836, and he'd been there in that some 12, 14 years when it became a state. Well, then on the left there, just ain't a half a mile west of his place, is New Hope Church and Cemetery. Well, now this church, it's a Missionary Baptist church, and it was organized in 1845. And it's a church there now, been ever since. It's a log house when it was first built. I don't remember the log house, but when I remember it, it was a little boxed house. Well, then it was tore down, and they built a big house, and a good house for back in about 1901 or 2 somewhere. Well, now it's been torn away, and there's a big brick church there now. But the cemetery, it's one of the oldest cemeteries in this part of the county up there. And I believe this boy was buried back in the 30s there. And that the first one was buried there in that cemetery.
Well, that really would go back a long way then.
It's a going back a long ways. That's a fact.
Well, now, your people came from that area?
Yeah.
Let me get, what was your maiden name? And what was your first name?
Tessie.
And so now your people then were from over around that New Hope?
They're just west.
Sixth generation.
Sixth generation?
She's a fourth, really. That's what she is. Just like I am with my family.
So you go that far back?
Yes, sir.
Y'all are great. Y'all are just what I was looking for. People go back like that.
So you're from
they go back that many generations in that New Hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that don't walk a Bill Pollard. My grandma's daddy was killed in the war, and she married then Uncle Bill Pollard. Her name.